Talk 1110-993 WBT. It is the Brett Witterbull Show. It is great to be with you, and I am thrilled to be joined by one of my favorite people in the whole world. You know him from the Reagan White House. You know him from the American Spectator. You know him when he goes on Newsmax. My good friend Jeffrey Lord joining us on the show today. How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm doing just fine. As I was saying to your friend who called, I just got back from my walk around the neighborhood, which is something I began when they shut the local gym down because of COVID. So now the gym is back open, but I still do the walk.
So my understanding is you're in the state of Pennsylvania, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so being in the state of Pennsylvania, what is the cannibal situation like? Because Joe Biden has just gone cannibal crazy. What is going on with this man? You've followed him for so many years. What is wrong with this guy?
Well, you know, his problem, I think, really, is he's very sloppy, number one. And number two, or maybe it's number one, he just prevaricates, a.k.a. lies, all the time about things big and small. I don't know if I ever told you this, Brett, but I personally, back there in 1987, I was in the Reagan White House, and it was actually kind of amusing. When I was a teenager, I was a big Bobby Kennedy fan. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he gets assassinated, tragedy. My teenage self was stricken. You know, my Nixon-loving mom took me to to New York City to stand in line and go past the casket in St. Patrick's Cathedral. Well, a few weeks or months later, they started putting out long-playing records of his speeches. And little geek that I was, I sat there and memorized them.
Wow.
Years later, I'm a White House political director for President Reagan. Joe Biden is both running for president and running the Bork hearings for Supreme Court, which were a disaster. And he gets caught plagiarizing by the Dukakis campaign for the Democratic nomination, the British Labour Party leader, Neil Kinnock. And the campaign says, oh, well, it was a mistake. He doesn't do this. Back in February, and I hadn't said anything to anybody, we had a big snowstorm in Washington, shut the whole town down as usual. I live close by, so there I am alone in my office in the White House, no phones ringing, nothing to do. I thought, well, I'll watch, you know, what's on C-SPAN. And there was Joe Biden giving a speech to the California Democratic Party convention. And I thought, well, I'll watch. Supposed to be a good speaker. And lo and behold, Brett, I realize I'm getting to the end of his sentences before he is. And why is that? Because he is quoting Bobby Kennedy and without attribution. He's just lifting straight plagiarism. So in a position to do something about it, I picked up the phone, called Maureen Dowd at the New York Times, who was their political reporter covering Biden at the time. And she said, you're kidding. Can you prove it? I said, yes, I can. I came home here to Pennsylvania, into the basement, got out my Bobby Kennedy records. By Monday morning, I delivered them to the New York Times Washington Bureau, and on Wednesday, there was a front-page story citing me on the inside about questions arising about Biden's speeches. Now, you know, I mean, that was just so unnecessary. It's just stupidity. I mean, Bobby Kennedy was one of the most famous political beings on the planet, assassinated by that time, a genuine hero by 1987. And to think that you could do that and get away with it was just, you know, unbelievably dumb from my perspective. That's who Joe Biden is. He doesn't think. He's quick draw. This is a problem that he has. And this is not going away. It's only gotten worse as he gets older.
And I think that is such a brilliant analysis you just did Jeffrey. I mean, it's so spot on, and with the historical context of it being that this is who he is and who he's been his whole life, obviously, well said. You were in the Reagan White House. We know that the left hated Ronald Reagan with a passion. They tried to, you know, jack him up with Iran-Contra. And of course, he would end up in a courtroom once upon a time after he was out of office, obviously, as part of that whole situation. But what do you make of what you're seeing in New York City? Not just the self-immolation today, but this. This rigged setup starting on Monday, where they're not even going to give the president the courtesy to know who the first three witnesses are going to be. What is this, Jeffrey? Is this Noriega's Panama? What are we looking at?
Yeah, I think we are looking at a version of this. I've written about this. I think that the New York State legal system, whether we're talking the Manhattan District Attorney here or the State Attorney General or all of these lawyers involved in this, they're corrupt. And they really, they don't like Donald Trump. Okay, fine. So not right. Every president has an audience of fans. I get that. But what they're doing is using the legal system to bring him down, to interfere in the election, to stop him from being reelected. And the perfect embodiment of this, of many, is the judge, mm-hmm. whose daughter works for this for-profit political consulting firm where they're doing all sorts of anti-Trump things while her father sits in judgment on the bench. I mean, the guy has so many conflicts of interest, he needs to be out off that bench in terms of this trial post-haste, and he has no intention of doing it. I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, this is really bad stuff here. New York and its legal yeah. system smells to high heaven.
I halfway expected to hear Catherine Marr being one of the jurors from NPR.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, here we go.
Exactly.
I mean, look, we're in crazy times now, Jeffrey, and I know it's only going to get crazier. What do you have coming up with your columns and stuff? What are you going to be looking at in the next couple of days or so?
Well, I've sent one in to Newsbusters that'll run, late tomorrow afternoon about the whole situation at NPR, which I find hilarious, where one of their own, who's been there for 25 years, comes up and says that the whole thing is just one big progressive swimming pool. They have no diversity. They have no intellectual, no viewpoint diversity. And it goes on at length to take them to task over this, which is really quite amazing. And, of course, what do you think was going to happen? This no sooner gets out there than he gets suspended and now is out completely. No surprise at that. I mean, the guy had real guts to do it. His name is Yuri Berliner, and he's a liberal. But he says this is not run correctly because this is taxpayer money, and there's no balance here. And, it's just very bad stuff. So I'm going to be writing about that. As of now, I'm booked to be on Newsmax before and maybe after the Trump rally tomorrow. And television, I have to say, is always sort of situational. I was booked for the same kind of thing last Saturday, and then all of a sudden, these bombs start flying over Israel, and they canceled not only me but the Trump rally.
Wow!
Take it as it goes.
Right on. We'll be watching you, my friend, and we always appreciate our time with you. And thanks so much for giving us all this great context and history. We always appreciate your conversations, my friend.
You bet. Keep at it.
You got it. That's Jeffrey Lord. I'm Brent Witterbold.